This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Anything, are you? Welcome back to another session of Sanity here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me? 855-REAL... Boy, we're starting off good, aren't we? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, because that's what we want you to be, right? We want you to be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, it's not just spending time with us on the air. It's engaged. It's involved. It's being part of the conversation. Remember, I keep telling you, if you're not part of the conversation, what are you? Come on, everybody. You're part of the problem, right? Really, think about it. You got to get your information. You got to make sure you get your facts right. I'm loving this today. I caught the LA Times in a flat-out lie. Because it sells. We'll talk about that in the next hour. But, I mean, again, they keep talking about being the purveyors of truth on the left. They've got all the answers. They've got all the information. Can't believe them, though. I keep saying, the only thing that paper is good for is the bottom of a birdcage. And some of you know exactly what I'm saying, what I mean. And I am tired of our, what do you want to call them, Facebook warriors, whatever they are. You guys, you got to get busy. Get busy with your local candidates. Start now. Because I'm watching what they're doing. It ain't cool. It ain't pretty. But start now. Don't let them get away with anything. Rick Green joins me after the break, after the first break, with Patriot Academy, rickgreen.com. I told you, keep telling you, you got to get involved with them. We got to help them. We have to support them. We have to be involved with them. They're raising up an army of youth that know the Constitution, that love the Constitution, that believe in the Constitution. Did you guys hear? I know some of you can get mad at me. I don't really care. Some of you hear President Oblemo's speech today, or I should say ex-President Oblemo. I don't want to get you crazy. I want you to hear what he. Because remember. Let me play the speech for you. Hold on.
There's no excuse for the kind of violence that we saw yesterday. It is counterproductive. When individuals get crowbars and start prying open doors to loot, they're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
Actually, I kind of lied to you. That wasn't his speech today. That was his speech when Baltimore was under siege. Remember that? Right? You had Baltimore. And, that's right, too. The troops were rolling into Baltimore. 1,500, the National Guard. In the street. You know what? Because it was a Democrat president, and it was a Democrats were running that city, it was okay. Calling them looters and thugs and thieves, that was okay too. Their black president, their Democrat black president, it was okay for him to do that. All cool. But now that Trump does it, no, it has to be an ulterior motive. Got to be racist, right? Got to be protecting the cops. We should protect the cops. I'm going to get into these numbers later on, but we should be protecting the cops. The numbers that they put out don't add up. Now, I'm going to say, some of you guys who have been listening and you're informed people, you'll know this is true. According to the LA Times, getting killed by police is a leading cause of death for young black men in America. It's actually a lie of biblical proportion. Not just a little, a lot. Because in 2 weekends alone, right, more black men are shot and killed. Well, by other black men. I guess it's not really comparing apples to apples because it's police, right? But still, it's not true. In Chicago, in 2 weekends alone, it's 1.5 times as many black men are killed than are shot by police in a year. However, the LA Times has decided none of those numbers are real. None of those numbers mean anything. And as far as they're concerned, the leading cause for death for young black men in America is being shot by police. It's actually, I'd love to get a hold of, these people never call me back. That's the problem. That's the biggest problem. When I send them information, this is written by a staff writer, Amina Khan. Now, I'd love to know where she gets her information. Really? I mean, is it stats? Where does she get the stats? Where is she getting them from? A new study shows that about 1 in every 1,000 black men and boys can expect to die as a result of police violence. A risk that's about 2.5 times higher than their white peers. Listen, you really want real information from a black guy? Okay, so, because, you know, you're going to say to me, well, Joe, you're white, you're biased. Not true. But, go Google Larry Elder, black killing stats or something like that. He does it 5, 6, 7 minutes. I'm sure he can hold it together for that long. He does a video that lays out the numbers and the truth behind this. But why do they have to lie? Because it makes them look like the good guy. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Rick Green joins us right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
To the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, listen, I some of my good Facebook buddies, I won't call them friends because half these people I've never seen, but some of my good Facebook buddies, they're going, you know, why doesn't President Trump just say, just send the troops in, just do this, just do that, just take over this? And I go back and say the same thing. Stop. You either want the president to be a constitutional president, a law and order and constitutional president, or you want him to be a dictator. Because that's really what you're asking him to do. The things you got mad that Barack Oblamo did, you're not mad about President Trump. You want President Trump to do exactly the same thing. We will never win with that argument. We will never win acting that way. But I think what he's done, and my next guest will straighten me out if I'm wrong, but I think what he's done, which is perfect, is he has said, look, here's access to federal resources, right? Here's access to the troops. If you need them to squelch the uprisings, they're all yours. But I'm only going to give you a certain period of time. You don't stop this stuff, and we're going to step in. Anyway, Rick Green joins me, and he is the founder of Patriot Academy. You got to check the place out. You got to go there, help out, but wait till the commercial. I don't want you to miss anything. So, Rick, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Joe, always a pleasure to be with you, man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, listen, I could do 3 hours with you tonight because you know what's going on out there. You know how he's being beat up even by people around him. We've got the squishies wanting him to do the whole. Well, let's reach out to them first and let's talk to this group and let's talk to that group. Last night they were all up in arms because he had the troops around the Lincoln Memorial to protect the Lincoln Memorial. Well, why would he do that with these peaceful protesters that just want a place to scream their platform?
Yeah, man, it's every bit of it is surreal right now. First comment, just from a constitutional perspective, I mean, you know, I think he's right to give the states a chance to deal with this on their own. They have everything they need to do it between the National Guard and the police force. Those entities know how to deal with this. They drill for that. They're prepared. The problem is definitely the, frankly, feckless, wimpy leadership. It's the political class that is allowing this to happen. The mayor of Minnesota is ultimately responsible for every bit of this blood. It's on his hands by letting that police station be burned and telling his men to stand down and not defend such an important piece of property, let alone the target and everything else that got burned that night. But the police station became a symbol. When that went up in flames, it said to every thug in the country, come out and have a party, and nobody's going to stop you. And so it's just the paralyzed politicians are the main problem right now. And I hope that the president, you know, has wisdom and discernment on the right time to step in if those Democrat politicians refuse to act. They seem to be starting to act, but if they will just let the police and the National Guard deal with the situation, get the thugs off the street, and then the peaceful protesters can have their say. You know, I'm of the opinion, if I were in charge of one of these peaceful protests, I'd be saying, hey guys, 48 hours, go home for 48 hours. We're going to have let's leave it to the thugs and let them all get arrested, and then we can come back out and actually have a peaceful protest.
That's a great idea.
But I'm not the one in charge.
Yeah, great idea. No, really, seriously, because look, when you look at these groups, I've been saying for the last couple of nights on the show, here's the deal. Look at who's out there. Look at who's doing the damage. First of all, they look like a whole bunch of little white punks, okay? And that's number one. Number two is...
In fact, you look at the picture of the Texas Capitol being defaced, and every person in that picture that I see is white. It's a bunch of white Antifa thugs that have hijacked this movement.
That's
not
right.
That there aren't black thugs, too. There's brown thugs. There's white thugs. There's purple thugs. I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes and colors and uniforms, you name it. But for people to just say this is black protesters, that's obviously not true. This has been hijacked, and it's an embarrassment. And you know, I don't care if you're red, white, yellow, black, or brown. We may all be precious in his sight, but we're also all sinners, and we need tough law enforcement right now to put a stop to this, to save lives. I mean, we got protesters being killed. You saw the gal that, you know, literally her sister crying on in that raw video saying my sister was killed but shot by a protester, not by the police, and chastising the rest of the protesters. It is completely out of control.
No, I've been playing the clips from black people in their communities. And one black woman, I don't know if you saw that, she was in her car, she was shivering, she was shaking because a black man had shoved a gun in her face. She said, I've been approached by the police, they never shoved a gun in my face. They asked me to move along and do whatever, and here I have a brother shove a gun in my face. I'm trying to clean the place up. We're trying to make our communities better, and the brother shoves a gun in my face. This is not helping. So The upside to this is I'm seeing more and more black people speak out against this, saying this is our community. Get out of here. You don't belong here. And the guy from Atlanta was great. He said, come on down. We'll show you what it's like to be an outsider trying to ruin our city. I'm like, I like him.
No, you know, I mean, last time we were on, we were talking about the underlying problem that had been festering for years that allowed for the COVID crackdowns and the out of control government and people just bowing down and cowering in their homes. You know, Joe, it's the same. It's the exact same underlying problem. I mean, it is the exact same issue. It's a lack of moral clarity. We don't teach right from wrong. We've lost our way. We don't have a moral compass. So people cannot tell the difference between a justified shooting that a police officer has to do to save their own life and the lives of others versus actual police brutality. And so we've had all these causes, quote unquote, championed where thugs were shot by police officers because they had to be, and people marched over that because of a lack of moral clarity and only seeing race. And now you have actual police brutality, and the whole country agrees. I mean, I haven't seen a single person say, that police officer was right. No one is saying that. Everyone is totally unified. I am livid over the Breonna Taylor thing because that is an absolute violation of Fourth Amendment rights. You know, to barge in at 1 o'clock in the morning with a no knock warrant. This one had nothing to do with race. I don't even think these cops could have known that she was black or white as fast as this thing happened. And the boyfriend had every right to shoot whenever these guys had not announced themselves. They're plainclothes police officers. They're barging in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock in the morning, all because drugs supposedly had been mailed to this house. That is a terrible, terrible situation. And I will march in the streets with anyone willing to say that is an abuse of power by the police, that her boyfriend had every right to shoot, and that her life was taken because of that abuse. No reason to do that in the middle of the night. Now, I'm not for getting rid of all no-knock warrants. There are rare, rare exceptions. And so maybe one of the things we can, you know, that's the problem. Nobody's really talking about real solutions. They're just chanting slogans. But if we can look at some actual policy changes, one of the ones I'd be for is no-knock warrants being severely limited and requiring more than just that judge's signature. You know, I don't know, police chief has to sign off. So, you know, multiple eyes have to see it. And anyway, I don't mean to go on the rabbit trail. All I'm saying
is the situations
that are wrong and evil, we all agree on. But,
right.
but
it's not that we don't trust these judges and stuff. It's gotten to the point now where they're not getting real information and not getting the right information for these people. And they're making judgments based on bad info. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. And look at Cuomo and de Blasio.
I mean, these two, bring us up.
This is just going to be so much fun. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
All of the Minneapolis police officers involved in the fatal encounter with George Floyd now face charges. Former officer Derek Chauvin now faces an upgraded charge, according to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison.
I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge
of second-degree murder. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao.
In Minneapolis,
we got a war! We got a war!
Protesters celebrated the news, but Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump says the battle is not yet won.
We cannot celebrate because an arrest is not a conviction, and we want justice. This family is united in their quest for justice.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But don't bother. I don't want to pick up the phone. I want to keep my guest on. I want to move forward and get through some of these things I've been trying to get through. I love what he's on with us. Rick Green joins us as he does. We're going to be doing it more often. Get him on a couple times a month now because you're seeing this stuff happen and come at it so fast. And he and I have been talking about this for years. You've heard me talk about it for years. It's a lack of education. People, our young people especially, do not understand what the Constitution's about, don't understand what their rights are or aren't. And I'll tell you what, our elected officials, they have no clue that we even have a Constitution in most cases. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Hey, man, good to be with you. And, you know, just like any other program we would do on any subject that's happening out there, there is something to look to in history and the Constitution to learn from it and figure out how to deal with the particular situation. Because principles don't change. People, you know, the nature of man doesn't change. No. That's why the Constitution is still applicable today, even in this chaos that we're watching happen.
Yeah, you know what?
Of course, if you're Cuomo, you don't necessarily read the Constitution. You just say, there's nothing anywhere. Show me something somewhere that says we're supposed to be peaceable when we protest.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything, Joe. Can you think of anything that might be like in a, I don't know, a 235-year-old document, maybe like perhaps the most famous part of that? I don't know, something that everybody loves to quote and maybe, I don't know, probably not.
Wait a minute. This comes from a man that said, God didn't do this. I did this. We did this. Government did this. Right? Not God. He didn't fix this. Oh, my God. Just make sure you're standing about 20 feet away from him so the lightning doesn't hit you when it hits him. You know what I mean?
Think of what it says to these protesters that are maybe they're at the tipping point, right? They're not part of the violent crowd, and they're watching that happen, and something in their gut, in their nature, is saying, that's wrong. We shouldn't be destroying other people's properties. You don't make one wrong right with, you know, more wrong and more evil. And then they hear from, you know, what is supposedly a respected leader, a CNN commentator whose brother is the governor of New York, actually say it's okay to be violent. That there's nothing anywhere that says we have to be peaceable about this. Literally encouraging them to light fire to our cities. I mean, that is beyond the pale. It is.
Oh, but they have to blow off steam, Rick. Rick, they got to blow off steam. They got to blow off
steam. Yeah, they
got to blow off
steam. Well, and I shouldn't say that I'm surprised, because this is the same chattering class. We are reaping 50 years, of these leftists, literally poisoning the minds of our kids for 50 years, they have sown this anti-American hatred into not just the black community. The entire. Why do you think these white kids are out there also burning down cities and joining in on this craziness? It's because they've been taught in our education system from the time they're little kids all the way through college that America is evil, America is bad, we're the worst nation in history, we are the spawn of Satan. I mean, and that is why the whole Colin Kaepernick thing and kneeling and basically spitting on the flag by doing so, that's why all of that caught hold. Why do you think his jersey became so popular? Why did Nike back him and just, you know, end up paying it? Because it was popular among these kids that we've, not just kids, now these are the 30s and 40-year-olds that have been brainwashed. So we are reaping what we allowed to be sowed into our culture, and it's all based on lies. It is leftist lies about who we are as a nation, not to say we're perfect. When I get up and speak, I tell the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I say, just like every other nation on the planet, we have sin in our past. But unlike every nation, other nation on the planet, we were based on a system of principles that allowed us to overcome that evil and constantly become a more perfect union. And it is completely dishonest to say today that any person of any color or skin has it worse than 1960 or 1860. It is an embarrassment to act like that there is systemic racism today that somehow makes it worthy of violence when MLK, the most recognized protester in history, the most effective, most successful protester in history, was able to change the world by being peaceful, even as his own brother's home is being bombed, even as there is absolute violence and true systemic racism. I mean, if all these claims people are making, if we were in a time machine and we're back in 1960, I'd be saying, yes, you're right. That is exactly what's happening, especially in the South. But because that was the case. And even with it being not just systemic among the minds of people, it was written into the law to be racist and not even allow blacks and whites to sit at the counter together. Okay, that's 1960. That is not 2020. We have worked hard. Many of us as parents have been extremely purposeful to draw the line in the sand and stop the generational curses and prevent that racism from continuing in our children from what our grandparents and great-grandparents might have had. I mean, we have... that's part of why I'm so frustrated, because they're lying about the American people right now. There are bad people. There are always going to be bad people until we get to heaven. And they are in every profession, from doctors and lawyers to plumbers and electricians, and yes, in among cops as well. But they are rare among the cops. You look at the 30 to 50 million interactions with Americans over the last 15, 20 years, and how few times you see something like what happened to George Floyd. And we should be saying, that's awful, we need to fix it, and we need justice. What does justice mean? It doesn't mean that you throw the baby out with the bathwater and you no longer have police, or you make all the police the bad guys. You make that individual, or actually the four individuals that did the bad act, pay for what they did. That's justice. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little
tired. Well, listen, no, but to your point, nobody in this country, no conservative I know, nobody on our team, if you would, said to me, oh, Joe, but that guy deserved it. I mean, not one of them.
Right.
They said, my God, I can't believe he put his knee or his leg on that guy's neck for such a long period of time, number one. I don't know if that's a move of the police departments or what, but 8 minutes or 5 minutes? No, it doesn't work that way. But let's go back to something you said a few seconds ago. The narrative being pushed out there is that, and Sheila Jackson Lee, one of my favorites, is always on this, you know, where young black men are hunted down like animals in the streets. Really? Why don't you go look at the numbers? One of them said that 7,000 black men a year are shot. The problem is they left out the word Chicago, okay? They left out the words of some of the bigger inner cities that are run by Dems and is shot by other black young thugs, all right? Let's just be honest about it. You had 10 million arrests last year. You had 1,004 people in those arrests shot. 42 were unarmed. 20 of them were white. 10 were black, okay? So, I got more stats I can do, but I don't want to eat up all your time. But I'm saying this.
No, and I don't want anybody to think, well, that's because there's more whites out there. Don't forget that blacks are 40 to 50% of the criminal activity, and therefore they have more interaction with the police officers. So, it actually, you would think statistically that it would be a higher number.
A heck of a lot higher, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But nobody is talking about
the data definitely proves that a police officer is less likely to pull the trigger whenever it's a minority than they are a white. And even when you go into the psychological testimony and all of those things, you find out why. I mean, it's because they're scared to death of it, of, you know, ended up in a bad situation. The problem is that we can't, for some reason, because of the leftist argument where they only want you to see race and not see morality, we don't have a moral compass and a moral clarity to be able to say, here's a justified shooting, here's an unjustified shooting, or in this case, you know, taking of this guy's life, which, you know me, Joe, I'm a constitutionalist. I mean, even when I saw the video the first time, I know my black friends don't believe this. My white friends don't even believe this. I didn't see black and white. I literally saw someone with police power from the state doing something that was an abuse of power to a citizen. To me, I immediately am seeing Fourth Amendment violation. This is an unreasonable seizure. This is taking of his life, literally. This is what police brutality is referred to in Supreme Court decisions when appealing to the Fourth Amendment. So in my mind, I'm just seeing constitutional violations. We still don't even know if the cop did it because the guy's black, or if he's just, the cop's just a jerk, and his 13 complaints against him may be from white people. I don't know. They may be all. He may be a total racist. He's definitely a jerk and a murderer. We don't know yet if he's actually a racist. But the point is, it's no different than 3 months ago. You mentioned Chicago. In Chicago, two black officers shoot a white guy. Why? Because he was huge and resisting arrest, and they feared for their life, and so they shot him. Okay, that, you know, listen, folks, I don't care if you're red, white, yellow, black, or brown. Don't resist arrest. You resist arrest, or you pull a gun on a cop, or you go for a cop's gun. That is a formula for bad things to happen.
No, listen, I'm with you. I'm looking at this stuff, and it's constant, where if you look at the Democrats, you look at the cities they run, again, I'm going to go right down that line, I'll go back to Cuomo and de Blasio. You know, Cuomo's now threatening about pulling de Blasio. De Blasio wouldn't let the New York Police Department do anything. Watching those stories getting destroyed, people's and the man says, it's only property, it's only stores. People have saved their whole lives for those stores.
That's right.
People have scraped every nickel together to send their kids to school and then gone and opened these stores up. They don't think it's any big deal. And again, aren't we supposed to, we're able to pursue life, liberty, happiness? I mean, seriously, this is just nuts. Hey, you got to go for a break because we both believe in capitalism. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73... 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there is some good news in all of this. Remember when COVID hit hard a couple of months ago, and I was, I realized people died from it, so I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but, technically we cured cancer. We cured diabetes. We cured a whole bunch of things that were killing people, because the only thing killing people was COVID. And now it seems like we've cured COVID, because, masks aren't being required in major cities, right? People aren't keeping 6-foot distances. We're not getting daily numbers on how bad of Americans we're being for not staying in our homes, right? And making sure that this thing goes away first. Isn't it interesting how these things just disappear? Anyway, again, I'm not smart enough to make comment on it, so I'm going to bring on somebody that's smarter than I am. Rick Green joins me. You got to check him out at rickgreen.com. Also, Patriot Academy, a great organization. Rick, before we get into our conversation, tell people about Patriot Academy and how they can get involved and help out.
You bet. Our goal is literally to educate citizens to be better citizens, to actually know their rights, to know where they come from, what are the principles that make the system work. That's actually how you keep from ending up in these crazy situations where we don't even understand why the laws are being implemented in the way that they're being implemented. You got to have good civics, and without the good civics, you've got a petri dish for a bad government, for a bad virus that literally preys on a weak society. And so our goal is to literally make civics popular again. We start with young people. We do programs at state capitals across the country where they get to come in and be a legislator for a week, and we teach them good constitutional founding fathers philosophy, and regardless of what profession they're going to go into, that they take their citizenship seriously. We do constitution classes all across the country in churches and homes, and you can get together with any group you want, online or in person, and we will give you all the materials and give you what you need to be able to teach that class and help other people to know their constitutional rights. We also do self-defense programs where we teach the Second Amendment, but we also teach you how to use that handgun safely and be effective and proficient with it. And so we've got a lot of different programs. They're all built around how do you teach constitutional principles, not just theoretically, not just, you know, lectures. This is about how do you make this applicable to our lives and what are the principles that produce a good society.
You know, you and I, we've been on and off the show for years together, and I remember years ago you were talking about a constitutional convention, and it was a way to change certain things of the day, and I went, no way, no how, because the educated electorate are not educated. They scare me to no end. I don't want to do this. I mean, have you changed your mind? See what's going down today? Have you changed your mind at all? Because I'm going, I don't want these people making decisions for me later on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Jefferson had a really good quote on that. He basically said, if you think people not enlightened enough to protect their freedoms, the solution is not to take the power from them, but to educate them.
Yep.
And it, that's the best fix for constitutional abuses, basically, is what he said. And so I do think that a convention of states, as called for by George Mason whenever they designed the Constitution, they said if the federal government gets out of control, the federal government is not going to put itself back in the box. And so the states have to have a vehicle for doing that. And that's what a convention of states allows for, is for the state legislators or whoever they want to send to actually pull the federal power back to the states. And I think it's a good thing. And I think it's not really a particular policy issue. Like, you're not going to be able to end abortion or any of those controversial issues at a convention of states. But you can shift power from the feds to the states and from the unaccountable judges. That's the main reason I'm for a convention of states, is to put the judges back in their box and get rid of all these bad Supreme Court decisions and empower once again the legislators. So I do think obviously we have a lack of civics, but at the same time, one of the great things about the design of our system is that our selfish motives actually can be beneficial when you actually use separation of powers and checks and balances. Mm-hmm. And so the selfish motives of the state legislators to have that power in the state instead of the federal government gives us the chance to hold them accountable. It's much easier to hold your state legislature accountable than it is the federal legislature. It's much harder to get to your congressman or your U.S. senator, but you can get to your state rep and your state senator. That's the main reason I'm for that convention of states. I think we've got to reset the system. We've got to overrule these bad Supreme Court decisions of the last 80 years.
Oh, hey, look, I don't disagree with you. All right, so some of the questions and some of the things I see popping back and forth is, does President Trump really have a right to go in, take over like a New York State, does the federal government, I shouldn't say Donald Trump, let's not do that. Does the federal government have a right to step in when a state is totally out of control? What is the mechanism by which he does that? And is it constitutional for him to walk in and say, look, you are not protecting the people of this country that happen to live in your state?
Yeah, so let's back up and ask, why did the founders pass the Insurrection Act? Because this was not something new and modern people did. This is 1807, so these were people from the founding era.
Right.
This was when Jefferson was president. So why would they even consider doing something like that? And I think here's the good news. When you back up to the principles that lead to government action, and you actually look at whether or not you agree on the principles, I think most people in America agree. Look, man is sinful, we're prone to do wrong, and we're all equally prone to do that, and so we need government. That's why the Declaration of Independence starts with the idea of truth, which is why we need to all start with what do we agree on is true. But then it also says the reason for government, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So if we want to secure our rights, we got to have government, because we know the nature of man is to be bad, actually. And so that includes cops, robbers, plumbers, electricians, talking heads, all of us. You have a sinful nature. Okay, so, well, we need a savior. All right, yeah, on the spiritual side, we need a savior. But we also need in our neighborhoods, our cities, our country, we need good government. We need laws, and we need law enforcement to restrain evil and protect the innocent. That's the very purpose of government. And so that's why we have a police force. That's why we have a government. Now, no system is perfect, and you're going to have abuses in that system because, frankly, good people do sometimes do bad things, and, frankly, bad people find their way into positions of power. Yep. And so we have to have ways to fix that system. We have to have ways. That's why we can vote. That's why we can throw the bums out. That's why we can, you know, have peaceable assembly to ask for change. That's why all those things are there. So the principle behind that is we need government. Government is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, but it's got to be in its proper role. And then we really need government to be blind, right? Blind justice. It doesn't judge us based on the color of our skin. It judges us based on our actions, or as MLK said, by the content of our character. So all of that to say, there's a proper role for government to restrain evil. Okay, so if local law enforcement cannot or is not willing to restrain that evil, that's where the federal law enforcement would be asked to come in. And literally what the Insurrection Act says is that if there is a case of insurrection or obstruction to the laws of the United States or of any individual state, then it is lawful for the president to call forth the militia or to call in literally the land or naval force. That's what it says in the Insurrection Act. So it is a legitimate function. I hope it's not needed. I mean, like we said earlier, they've got what they need. The problem is the feckless politicians. And if your politicians in your liberal state that you unfortunately chose to elect wherever you are not willing to protect you, the president of the United States has a duty and responsibility as commander-in-chief to step in and do that. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it's not necessary, but I am glad that those folks in 1807 saw fit to do that and say that this is necessary.
You know, it's funny. I tell people all the time, these laws didn't come out of nowhere. These guys had seen this stuff. They knew what was going on, and they knew that inherently man was evil. These laws weren't made for people in general. You know, it was made for the evilest of man. Listen, you just hit on something, too. The Massachusetts Attorney General has said that she refuses to enforce any of these laws, okay? That, you know, it's about time we had this. We have an uprising. People need to blow off steam, and maybe this will help reset. I mean,
wow.
That's exactly what you were just talking about. Could Barr not go in there and remove her or go in there and say, whoa, if you're not going to enforce federal law, we'll take over, we'll enforce the law. Could he do something like that?
Definitely could move in to enforce the law. I mean, think of it like this. Picture Eisenhower protecting the black kids to go to that school, right? Picture Kennedy sending in troops to protect those kids. That was the whole idea of, look, if the governor is going to stand in the schoolhouse door and prevent this from happening, and we're trying to protect the 14th Amendment rights of these kids, there is a time when the federal government has to step in. And you know, I think we talked about this last time I was on. I think that same principle applies to the COVID crackdowns. If governors are going to stand in the church house door and they're going to prevent people from living out their First Amendment rights, that is a proper use of federal power to step in and say you cannot infringe upon those First Amendment rights of your citizens. It is shocking to me that people, you know, you look at the polling and a lot of these left-wing politicians that are doing these things are supported by a big chunk of the people. But it's like we talked about earlier. Well, we've taught generation after generation to buy into this leftist philosophy of no moral absolutes, moral relativism, do whatever feels good. It doesn't matter what the facts are, and it doesn't matter how bad the consequences are going to be. You do what feels good. You go throw your temper tantrum. I mean, think about if you raise your children that way. If your kid is throwing dishes around because they're not happy about something that happened at school that day, do you just say, go ahead and break everything in the house and you know, we'll figure it out afterwards? I mean, this is lunacy.
Not
but frankly, I think some of these people probably did raise their kids that way.
All right. You know what? We're out of time, but you know, I want them to get to the thing with John Roberts. And I keep telling people something you taught me is to remember something. These courts render opinions. They don't make laws.
Yeah.
They render opinions. It's up to the legislature to go back and fix them and make them right. All right, real quick, where do people get more information about you? You got some great DVDs at rickgreen.com. They've got to pick that stuff up. Where do they find you? Quickly.
Definitely. ConstitutionCoach.com. I want to give that website because if folks want to know more about the Constitution, we're giving away free classes there, and I have a ton of videos, short videos you can watch right there on the website to study the constitutionality or not, you know, unconstitutionality of the quarantines and the way they're being implemented. What's the proper role of the courts? You know, why was John Roberts wrong to side with the liberals on the court in this case? That is a proper function of the federal courts to get your due process.
Right? I mean, head up there, check it out.
See you, buddy.
Your host.